After his service in the military, he comes back to Tulsa. Is that when he opens a pool hall?
The pool hall, some Greek fellows owned it, but they were wanting to sell, so he bought it with two other partners. He didn't stay there long. He never let me go in there at all. If we wanted to see him, I'd take the kids and we'd stay outside. He'd come out and talk to us. He didn't want us in the pool hall. And he didn't get along with his partners, so he didn't stay there long. Then he and a friend, that's when they went to Texas looking for a restaurant. And they were ready to move down there. And I said, no, I don't want to move down there. I'd like Tulsa. So we stayed in Tulsa.
Well, that was a key moment for your family. Yeah. You said no to that.
So and we then, stayed here.
Then that's when you opened a restaurant here.
After he came back from the service. He found the Tulsa Steakhouse. It was at 3rd and Detroit. It was named Tulsa Steakhouse at the time.
Okay.
So when he went down to have a sign made, he was going to put a Columbus restaurant up, because it had always been a Columbus cafe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that fella told him, he said, I've got a sign that somebody ordered and didn't pick it up. We'll sell it to you real cheap. So he said, well, okay, he'd take it, just because it was cheap.
Right.
And he said, they'll come. He felt like they'd come for the food, not for the name of the sign.
Sure.
Anyway.
And it was a sign that was never claimed by a customer. That
yes.
Made.
Right.
That was a Savoy sign. We kept it for years. We were going to put it up here, but it was too heavy. By that time, they wouldn't let you hang that heavy sign. So we never did get to use it.
We did downtown. The Savoy sign was hanging on the corner of the building downtown.
It was neon and it was heavy.
When we moved out here, the sign had been taken down and stored at the house. I was going to refurbish it, but I decided, you know, you have a 8-foot-long sign and 3 feet high. What are you going to do with that?
Do you know whatever happened to that sign?
I just finally told the sign guy, I said, just junk it.
We saved that for years.
Well, thus the Savoy restaurant was born then, wasn't it? And again, that location was
230 East 3rd, corner of 3rd and Detroit.